Yesterday we started the Gemara Tes Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara said, "V'shlosh adbrach v'shavu gita notz v'shachuri avodim." There are three dinim that they share in common. One of the dinim is if one of the eidim is a kusi and is well signed second. So by getisha, by tashir chayav k'nayni, we'll make all on that. What's the story with the kusim? So the kusim date back to the days of the Tanakh and Sefer Melachim. I think there was a city in Chutzlar somewhere, Kusa, and one of the kings moved the whole group of Nachrim to Eretz Yisrael, and they're being attacked by lions, which apparently is very unusual even in the days of the Tanakh, that lions don't roam around in Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't understand what's happening, so they figured it out that the God of the Jewish people is Moshe on Eretz Yisrael. Their Avodah Zarah is Moshe on where they lived in Chutz Lartz. And since they're found in Eretz Yisrael, the God of the Jewish people is Makbid. So they converted. But there never was any Kabbalah on mitzvahs. They only converted because they were afraid of the lions. So the original Tosus explains in a few places, the original conversion that's described in the Tanakh was absolutely not valid whatsoever, because there was a lack of Kabbalah on mitzvah. That's the essence of Geirus. Some professor developed the whole original theory that the requirement for Kabbalah on mitzvah for Geir was invented in the 1850s by the Shalosh Jewish Beis Yitzchak. That's ridiculous. The Poshup Shat in the Gemara is that if a Goy converts and there's no Kabbalah on mitzvah, he remains a Goy. He's not Jewish at all. That's a double Poshup like that. But in the days of the original, Geirus was not valid. It says, Elohim ha'yehovdim. They still continued to worship Avodah Zarah. There was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs at all. But in the days of the Tanoim, the Kusim didn't intermarry with the others. They were going. Days of the Tanoim, they saw that the Kusim were observing a lot of the mitzvahs and the Chumash. They weren't observing so much Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Chsav. Roughly, that was the difference. They were observing. So the Tanoim didn't know how to deal with that. What is that? Where did that come from, that they're observing some of the mitzvahs? Is it that they just picked up mitzvahs by osmosis, like a lot of non-Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael? They eat matzah on Pesach because everybody else is eating matzah. And they keep kosher because in the stores they sell kosher food. Not that they're mekabel mitzvahs. So the Tanoim had a big machlok. It should be assumed that the kusim today have the same status that they had in the days of Tanakh. Kusim geri arroyas means that they're not Jewish, means that there was never a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. It should be assumed that by now they're geri emes. How did they become geri emes? There must have been a gerus after the original act of conversion described in Sefer Melachim. Must have been a gerus later, at which time there were Kabbalah on mitzvahs, and then because they lived to themselves, they didn't blend in with the rest of the Jewish people, so that's why they slacked off. And they weren't so observant on a lot of dinim of the Torah Shabbal Peh. So that was a machloikis in the days of the Tanoim. And Balakam and Ksubis and other Mesichtas were the Kusim today, Bizman Azeb, Bizman Tanoim, where the Kusim, Bizman Tanoim, are Geri Emes, should be assumed Shub Nizgari Balev Shalem, or they're still Geri Arroyas, there never was any Geris. And this kind, so the Psak Halacha Bizman HaTanoim was Kusim Geri Emes. Assumption was that there was another Geris, and therefore they are Jewish. They're Mumrim, they violate certain dinim, but they are Jewish, yeah. The Gemara in the end of the second parak in Yevamos has a Machlokes HaTanoim. It's not really proper for a Bezin to be Mekabel Ger if he's converting for some ulterior motive. He wants to marry a Jewish girl, he wants to get ahead in Israeli society. You can't be appointed to a big position in the army or in the government in Eretz Yisrael unless you're Jewish. So let's say many Jews in Germany converted to Christianity in order to get ahead in the society. So now in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of kusim, a lot of nochrim are converting just in order to get ahead. So what motivated them to convert is not the Shem Shamayim, that they studied all the different religions. They came to the realization that the Jewish religion is the true religion. The motivation was not pure. But Lamaisa, they're accepting what it says in the Torah, and they're going to observe more or less the mitzvahs in the Torah. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, is the geris valid or not? If the geris was not initiated, the motivation to convert was not l'shem shamayim, but l'shem dover achir. So we paskan l'aloch, so the Gemara says, aloch l'maisa, how do we paskan like the Tana, that geri aroyas are Jewish? But in the context over here, we say geri aroyas means that they're not Jewish. And over there, the context geri aroyas are Jewish is not a contradiction. They said it's not a contradiction. The term geri aroyas has a different meaning. Here it means what motivated them initially to convert was that they were afraid of lions. But then because they're afraid of lions, they weren't mekabel on mitzvahs. And they do observe there was kabbalas on mitzvahs. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, since the geris was not the shem shamayim, is the geris chal. Mor said that it is chal. But the other kind of geri arayis means that that they only converted because the lions were attacking them, and never was any kabbala mitzvahs. There's nothing. So that's a different meaning of the same term. That's what I think we mentioned yesterday. The Baal Amor has a Sefer Hatzava, and the end of all of his ha'oris, all of his hasogas on the Rif. So at the end he has the Sefer Hatzava. It's not printed at the end. It belongs at the end of Chulin. It's not printed there. It's printed in the Tmim Deim. And it has, just like all the Baal Amoris have Mohammed, so that has Mohammed also. That's how we know that it's it belongs at the end of Chulin. That it's a chelik of the Sefer Amor. So the Baal Amor has Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpam, how to read Gemaras, how to interpret Gemaras. So one of his Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpam is that sometimes you have the exact same expression in two Gemaras and it does mean the same thing. And very often you have totally different expression, different wording, and it means exactly the same thing. So you have to go to the root of the matter. What does Geri Arois mean? In two Gemaras it means two different things. Yeah, what's the difference? Is there any difference, Halacha L'maisa, if a person converts l'shem shamayim, or what motivated him to convert was that he wanted to marry a nice Jewish girl, and then he sees then he commits himself to observe the mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik interpreted in the Rambam, the Munkacha has this in his Shuvas also, the Minchas Aluzer. He says there's a mitzvah of haftamas hager. You should go out of your way to be nice to gerim. So that the Rambam would appear to say that's only if he's a ger tzedek. There's a ger and there's a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek means one who was motivated l'shem shamayim to convert. Then you have to go out of your way to be mekarev him, after mesager. But if he wanted to marry a Jewish girl, he wanted to get ahead in the army or something, and he converted, and he observes a little bit. He observes the mitzvahs approximately. So that he's a ger, he's Jewish, but that's not. I'm chayiv to go out of my way to be mekarev of him. There's a difference in a ger tzedek and a plain ger. Okay. So that was the din that there was in the days of the Tanakh. The Kusim were not Jewish. They were geri arois. There was no kabbalas on mitzvahs. The days of the Tanakh, they were observing. So over the years, something changed. Either it changed, they picked up by osmosis. They picked up a partial observance, or that they converted. So the assumption is that they did convert, and that they're geri emes. But then the Gemara in the first paragraph says that Rabbi Meir asked the students to snoop around to see what's doing by the kusim, and when there were different groups of kusim. So there was a group of kusim who were worshipping a demus yayina on Har Grizim. So Rabbi Meir is the one who's chayish lemiuta. We had on the first daftar, based on base, Rameh is Chayish Lemiyuta, the Rabban is Zayla Chashi Lemiyuta. So Rameh is Chayish Lemiyuta, so because his students snooped around and they said that there's one sect of the Kusim, a worship of the Zorah, so he was going on all the Kusim, Sheyiyu Kulam, Lozazim Mishama, Shasom Kakun, Gmurim Lechodaran, he gave him a din like a Nochri. So that's a question, what do you mean he gave him a din like a Nochri? Lechumre? A Jew who's Avid Avid Azara, or Mechal Shabbos Befahesia, or usually Mumal Davrechot is not Dina Kach, but if he's Mumal Avid Azara, Mumal Chal Shabbos Befahesia, that Mumal Davrechot is Dina Kach. What do you mean Dina Kach? Shchitos and Avelum, Magobi Ayanasas. He has the Dinim like an Akum. He can't use him as his Shabbos Goy. He's Jewish, but he's a Jew and a Goy at the same time. He's basically Jewish, but he's Zdina Kakum. So what if, let's say, one of the Kusim, Gozo Alem Lios Kakum, what if one of the Kusim will be Mekadosh and Isha, b'zman hazeh. You'll say ein chashishim l'kiddushin, or you say no, it's only dina kach l'chumer, not l'kula, like Israel, who's machal Shabbos perfes yoyevid avodah zarah. Kiddush of kiddushin, the Gemara said kiddushin achal. So what would the din be here by the kusi? So that's an interesting. You look in Yeridei and Hilchas Ribis, they have a machlokes, and Eben Ezra and Hilchas Kiddushin. Are you permitted to lend beribis to a kusi? So some Rishonim say kusi kitina kakam bein lahokel bein laachmer, even lahokel. You're permitted to lend a beribis, and if he's mekadosh and isha, we say ein choshim lekiddushin. It's not chal. And other Rishonim say no, it just means lozozem mishamash hatzon kakam murim lachol deraim. Means as a din of an akam lachumra, not lakula. Yeah. Where in the world does such an idea come from? That in the days of the Tanoim, they determine it must be Geri Emes, must be that they underwent a second Geris after the days of the Tanakh, and they became Israelim. But then later on, it floated so far away from mainstream Judaism that the Reb Meir declared Dina Kakam. You have the right, you have the ability to do such a thing. A person is Jewish, and you declare that because he's so far from mainstream Judaism is Dina Kakum. So that's a machloikis in the end of the first perek in Yevamos. What's the story with the Aseres HaShvatim? Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus and they intermarried and they assimilated and they're totally, the whole background was forgotten. So there's one opinion there, the very last Omid Beis in the first perek in Yevamos, continuing on with the last Omid Aleph in the first perek in Yevamos. So the first opinion is Akam Shekidesh Bizman Hazeh Choshishim L'Kiddushin. If a Nochri is Mekadosh and Isha today, you have to be concerned. Maybe his mother's mother, all the way back till Churban Bayis Rishon. Maybe he's from Naseres HaShvatim, and therefore he's Jewish and Choshishim L'Kiddushin. And then the Gemara comes to the Maskan and know that the Novi said Bashem Bagodu, they rebelled against Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Kiborim Zarim Yoladu, they intermarried. And their status as Jews disappeared. Afil lohakel, disappeared lohakel. So that's what this Sridiyesh has all truly explains. There's a three-way machloikas hagoinim varishainim. What is included in that pasuk? Bashem bagod kibarim zarm yolod. So the pashtus is that it's only a din of Naseres HaShvatim HaRasha. Once in the history of the world, that's all. Doesn't apply to any other case. And other Rishonim disagree, and they held no, that even the Kusim, not from Naseres HaShvatim, the Kusim, because they floated so far away from mainstream Judaism, so the Bezdin in that generation has to assess it. And they determine that that they're too far away. So not only Naseres HaShvatim is a Hirashua, it's a din Lederis. Any group of Jews who float very far away, it's up to the Rabbanim in that generation to determine what's called far away. They float so far away from mainstream Judaism, so they lose their Kedushas Yisrael. If they want to become Jewish again, they have to convert all over again. One of the Rishonim holds this Mechudesh de Geshita, that the Kusim, Adin Ka'akon, Bein Lohakon, Bein Lachmer, is the Rambam. In Yeridea, they quote the Rambam in the Pirish HaMishnah is in Nida. It says there, Ksamim Haboim, for in certain cities in Eretz Yisrael where the Kusim used to live, so the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos that after Rav Meir was goizan the Kusim lias ka'akum, so they don't have the din of damanida anymore. Damanida is not an avhatuma. Damanida from the Jewish woman is an avhatuma, but damanida from the Nochris is not an avhatuma. And a mace is metame, a Jewish mace is metame b'maga masa ba'ohel. And the Rama Paskin like the Tana Rab Shimon Bayichoi, Atem Kruim Odom, Einu Mesalim Kruim Odom. The Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, Odom Ki Omis Ba'oyom, that a human being who dies, if he's an Odom, Jewish people are called Odom. So that's Odom Ki Omis Ba'oyom, so he's Matami Ba'oyom. He may say, Akam, the Rama Paskin are only Matami Ba'oyom, Masan, not Matami Ba'oyom. Tosis Paskin like the other Chachamim, like the Tanaim who disagree with Reb Shimon, that Meisei Akam are also Matami Boil. The Rambam paskens that Meisei Akam not Matami Boil, and he says that the after Reb Meir was goizan the Kusim Liaska Akum is Ben Lahakal Ben Lahachma. The dam is no longer an Avhatuma because they're not Jewish anymore. And the Meisei Akam not Matami Boil. So the Rambam joins that group of Mechudish Dikar Rishayim, that when they were Goyzer, the Loshon HaGemara is identical. At the end of the first parak in Yevamos, it says, L'zazim isham atshasam ka'akim gurim l'chol divrayim. When the Aseres HaShvatim intermarried and they assimilated, so that's dina ka'akim l'gamrei. V'mekadosh anisha, the Gemara says, ein choshim l'kidushin. So the Loshon HaGemara by the Kusim is also, Rav Meir saw that Rav Meir Chai Shel Miyuti saw that one of the sects of the Kusim was Obed Abed Zor and Hagrizim. So it was Gosa Aleim, L'zazim isham Loshon, L'zazim isham, it's the exact same Loshon. So the Rambam understood that it's the exact same din, that any group of people who float so far away from mainstream Judaism have the same din like the Aseres HaShvatim. Then the Tzvi Yeish says that there was a third opinion in the days of the Goyim that a Jew who converts officially to another religion, he loses his status as a Jew. Not only for a whole group of people float away, any individual Jew who converts. That was a tshuva, that was a shaila that the Sri Yeish had. In fact, Mosad Rav Kook printed the Sri Yeish, so they wrote about that shaila in the introduction. They thought that was the most interesting shaila that he dealt with, that a Jew in Germany died and he had no children, and he had two surviving brothers. And one brother was a communist. Communists were all atheists, and one brother had converted to Christianity, and his wife needs chalitza. So who's going to do the chalitza? So the Rabbanim thought that the brother who was a communist, the communists were so fabbisen, they were so bitter against the religion, so it's not shaykh to ask the communist that he should do chalitza. Shaykh was, what about the brother who converted to Christianity? So there is a shita sagainim, has to do with what we spoke about yesterday. Achicha b'mitzvah. Whenever it says in the Chumash, Kashizalim lasis le'achiv. Where was that Tosfos? Here. Tosfos on the top of Tosfos on the base. Tosfos disagreed with Rashi. Rashi said that the Nochrim akosha le'edus and didi mominus. They're only posel le'edus and gitmei kiddush. Because they're in the Torah's gitmei kiddush. And Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos on Yudim and Beis, the one line Tosfos says, he could have said that Akam Apostle Eidus, didn't have to go so far to say, Eidus B'Torah Skit Vudish, and Apostle Eidus, and he is. And we had the Tosfos, the top Tosfos on Tosfos and Beis, explain why they apostle. Because the Gemara says in Bava Kama, and Daf Peches Amen Aleph, Kashi Zomam Lasa Le'ochiv, and it says, Ochiv, so the person is only Kosha Le'edus, for or against the Jew, if he himself is Jewish. Achicha b'mitzvahs, a core religion is achicha b'mitzvah. Anochri is posulatus. So that's a shaila. You say a Jewish person is achicha b'mitzvahs. What if he's a mumma? What if he converts to another religion? So the goyim were of the opinion that a Jew who converts, a mumma ain't a zaykek. If a man is married and he dies leaving no children, but he has a surviving brother and the surviving brother converted to another religion, so the goyim say there's no need for chalitza. He doesn't have a brother. He's not related to the brother. The brother becomes a goy. So the pashtus is, so Chacham Avadya has tshuvas, but he paskens like the goyim, that you don't need chalitza, period. If the surviving brother converted to another religion, you don't need chalitza. The pashtus is that the Ramon never said that. Ramon said, we adopt the position of the goyim, l'achmer. If there are two surviving brothers and one converted to another religion, one didn't, so the one who converted, according to their goyim, he's not in the running. He's not achicha the mitzvahs. In principle, he doesn't observe any mitzvahs. So you need davka chalitza from the other one. So that was the shaila over here. There were two brothers. So one converted to Christianity, and the other one was a communist. The communists didn't believe in God. They didn't believe in anything. So this Sri Yeish said that he put together the Ramah with the Chasam Sofer. The Ramah says, we're choshish for the Shita Sagainim, that if there are two brothers and one converted to another religion, that the other one has to do the chalitza. So over here, but the other brother over here was a communist, so he's also Dina Ka'akum. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, that the Shita Sagainim, that the Ramah was choshish for, Shita Sagainim only applies if he officially converted to another religion. But if he didn't convert, just that he doesn't believe in God, he's an apikiris, doesn't believe in Torah and Hashemayim, and doesn't keep any mitzvahs at all. Mumma l'choldin ha'Torah. Mumma l'rovdin ha'Torah. We singled out, we sing, Mumma l'avidizor, Mumma l'chal Shabbos b'feheset din ha'akum. Even though he's only Mumma l'dovrech, what if the person is a Mumma l'rovdin ha'Torah that he's aware of, many dinim he never heard of? Well, let's say, the dinim that he did hear from, what did he hear? He knows that you have an Israeli parade on Yom HaTzmaut, and you buy bonds, Israeli bonds. Yortzad Yisker Kaddish. That's it. So if the roiv of the mitzvahs that he knows of, he observes, then he's not the mumma l'chol tovah. But if roiv of the mitzvahs that he's aware of, he violates Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras HaMishpacha, if he knows about these things, and he doesn't observe them. So one is a mumma, the roiv dini ha-Torah, is also for sure that's mumma dini ka'akum. The Chiddush is Machal Shabbos Befeesian, Avid Azar, even though he's only Mumala Dover Echad, and Roiv Mitzvahs he does observe, is still Dina Kakum. So that was what this really age, Rav Weinberg, thought in this case, that he put together the Ramah with the Chasam Sefer, that the Shitas Hagainim only applies if the person converted to another religion. So the brother converted to Christianity, we wouldn't allow him to do the chalitza. The other brother has to. The other brother is an atheist. He doesn't believe in anything. But officially, he didn't convert to another religion. So the Chassam Sofer said the Shita Sagayim doesn't apply there. So the Ragat Shaver used to go to Germany once in a while for medical care. So he happened to be in one of the hospitals when this issue was being discussed by the Rabbanim in Germany. So they told him over what Rabbi Weinberg said. So he never heard of Weinberg. So he said, who is this Weinberg? There is, he collected achrayim for nunta der eret, insignificant achrayim. He collected insignificant achrayim to be ma'aga the woman for no good reason. So Weinberg said, what do you mean insignificant? For nunta der eret. I dug up. He didn't dug up. He said, the Rambo and Shulchan Aruch and Chassam Sofer on the bottom of the page. Pesach Shiva quotes the Chassam Sofer. Why, he didn't dig up anything. That's it. The Ragat Shavu was Mavatl all the Akhrainim. So he didn't hold from that Sam Sefer. He didn't hold from the Ramah. He didn't hold from any of them. So this was going on for a while. And then one of the Rabbanim bumped into the brother who had converted to Christianity. He lived in Berlin. So he told him, you know, the rabbis are debating whether they're going to permit you to do the Chalitza for your sister-in-law. So he became very stiff and he said, me? Chalitza? What are you talking about? I'm not Jewish. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Nothing to discuss. I'm not going to do any Chalitza. I don't belong to that religion anymore. So when they told us over to the Ragat Shaver, so the Ragat Shaver took it as a simon and Hashemayim that Weinberg was white and that he was wrong. That you can't have the brother who converted to Christianity, you can't have him do the Chalitza. So that's the tshuva that he wrote. He said, if three-way machlokes of Rishonim HaGoyinim, how far do you go with this pasuk? Bashem Bagodu, Kiborim Zorim Yolodu. The pasuk from Novi, things in Triosa, that was quoted in the last daf in the first perik in Yevamos. So some were of the opinion it's a Hirasha only by the Aseres HaShvatim, and that's all. And others, like the Rambam and a whole group, extended it even to the Katakusim, a whole group who floated away from mainstream Judaism. And then the third opinion was the Shita Sagam, that even a Jew who converts, not part of a whole group, but even a Jew who converts to another religion, loses his Kedushas Yisrael. That is an Ovis Rav Nosson that's quoted in Yoredei in Hilchas Geiris. Ovis Rav Nosson says if a Jew converted to another religion, then he wants to be Chazer B'Tshuva, he wants to become Jewish again, so you have to undergo Geiris. You have to undergo Geiris. One might have thought you undergo Geiris, you're having Toivel and a Mikvah again. What about having a Bris Milah? So the Taz writes, he thinks that he has to have a Tofes Dan Bris also. Not enough. That's okay, that's a Chiddush. You need a Tofes Dan Bris, and you need Tefillah and a Mikvah in the presence of a Bezna of three. So the Shaila is this a Dinder Raisa, or is this a Dinder Rabbana? So the Goyim held that that's a Dinder Raisa. A Jew who converts to another religion loses his Kedusha Yisrael. The Gemara says, though, a Gemara in Yevamos has a whole sugi of Geiris, a couple of lot, Zayim, Amches. So the Gemara says there, a Geir, a non-Jew who converted, then his Geir Shechaz of the Surah, he goes back, he joins back again. his original religion. So the Gemara says he's still Jewish. And the Gemara says if he's Mekadosh and Nisha Kedushin Atofsin. So according to the Gaonim, we should say if he reverts back to his original religion, so it's like a Jew converted to Christianity. So we should say that he's not Jewish anymore, ain't Kedushin Atofsin. So the Gaonim deal with it. So they say Kedushin Atofsin is only a din midirabbanon, a chumra midirabbanon. Because maybe he'll do tshuva. He said, "Meikar adin kedushan anatovsin." Because since he converted to another religion, he converted back to his original religion. And most assume nah that the goyim held like that. Most assume the obis the rabnasan that says that the Yisrael sheheim adosa, a Jew who converted to another religion, wants to become Jewish again, has to undergo geris. It's only a chumra mid the rabbanon. Meikar adin. He doesn't have to undergo geris. But the Gemara says, Mikadosh and Isha, the Kedushan Atopsin. So most of some Kedushan Atopsin men Atorah. He's still Jewish, the Kedushan Atopsin men Atorah. And the Goyim held that it's only Kedushan Atopsin mid the Rabbanon, because maybe he'll do tshuva. But men Atorah it's not. That's a big Kiddush. Anyway, that's the relevance of the history of the Kusim. Originally, it was certainly Geri Arayas. The Geris was not Chal. Then in the days of the Tanoim, there was a Machlokes. How do you understand the phenomenon that they are a little bit observant? So the accepted opinion and the majority, the consensus in the days of Tanoim was Geri Emes. That Shubn is Gari Balev Sholim. And then they don't observe fully because they slacked off. They didn't intermingle with the Jews. And then, after Reb Meir investigated, so he, Reb Meir Chai Shel Miuta, we don't hold like Reb Meir, we hold like Chashid and Miuta. So why do we follow this? That's a good question. Some of the Rishonim talk about it, I didn't research it. So Reb Meir, the Gemara says, Lishitosa holds Chashid and Miuta, because there was one sect of the Kusim, there were different sects. There was one sect of the Kusim who were worshipping Avodah Zarah, worshipping Ademus Yoina, a statue of a dove, and I agrees him. That's where Amir was going. So, and all the kusim, that dina kakum. So that's the machlek. So Hashem is only dina kakum, the chumra, or even the kula. So what are the dinim where get isha and shtashich eriknadi are the same? So one of the dinim is that ain't get lachamisa. That's the Mishnah later. That the husband says, Tinu getzeli ishtia, Tinu shtashir huzeli abdi, or meis. And the Mishnah says, Layitun lahamis. You shouldn't give it. Where's that? You'd give him laman alif. Layitun lahamis. As opposed to if he says, Tinu mana lish plenty of meis, yitun lahamis. He says, give $100 to so and so. And he's healthy now. He says, give it to someone else. Give him a tonne. So it says, that's yitun lahamis. Why is that yitun lahamis? Why is that so? So the Gemara had two pshotim. Either it's talking about a bari, a healthy person who says, Tunu mana leplaini, and is why is yitnu lahamisa? Why is that? Because it was said by my mitzloshtan. Somebody had a pikadon of mine of $100, someone has a halvua, I lent them $100, a halvua. So then they made a takon of the rabbon and my mitzloshtan. If everybody's standing, the maimed echad, then the other fellow is going. It's a takana de rabbanon. What motivated them to make this takana de rabbanon? There are so many various kinyanim. Why do they have to make another kinyan on my mishloshtan for? So that's what the Maharam and the Maharshal talk about that. Why do they need another kinyan? There are so many kinyanim. So the Maharshal talks about the kinyan udisa. Where does Udisa come from? Udisa is a Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes. Here the Tesis quotes it, Yud Gimel Amin Beis. Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes, the Gemara tells a story. There was a fellow who converted Isser Giyoira. His name was Isser and he converted. And he made a Jewish woman pregnant before he converted. So the baby was a Jewish baby, born to a Jewish mother, but the father was not Jewish at the time. They made her pregnant, so the child is not related to the father. Even though the father converted later on, you don't become related as a father and a son team in midlife. Yeah, you have to, when you make the woman pregnant, if it's shaykh to be related, then it's then. So the father was not Jewish and the baby was going to be Jewish because the mother was Jewish. So the child was not related. So the father is about to die. And Rava had a fortune of money that belonged to Yisagir. So Rava so Yisagir wanted him to come. He wanted to give all of his assets to his son, his biological son, whom Alpidin he was not related to because of the plow. Gershon has got cut in Shanala Domi. He can't have a kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. There's no relationship. A Jew, if a non-Jew is Mekadosh an Isha, a Jewish woman, or a Jewish man is Mekadosh an Ochris, as Ariat Ishti, it's not Chal. You can't have any kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. And if a non-Jewish man makes a Jewish woman pregnant, the child will be Jewish, then the non-Jewish man is not related, even if later on he converts. And later in life he converts, he won't be related to the child. Can't have any kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. So Yisagir wanted to give his assets to his son, his biological son. Rava felt that it's more important that he should go to the yeshiva. So he didn't want to go visit Yisagir. If he would have gone, then and what if he would have gone, what would have happened? So Tais says, it would appear from the Gemara that he can make a kinyan my mishlosh na bal korcha shol Rava. Unless you say if Rava would go, he would be embarrassed to refuse to participate in the my mishlosh. They're not sure. But the Rabbeinu Tam is noted to say that the my mishlosh and kinyan works even bal korcha of the nifkat, or bal korcha of the loiva, the one who's holding onto the money that belongs to the noisein. So you can't do Ma'am Shloshim because Rava didn't want to go. Why don't you just do Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis? That's what Tosfos asks. Why don't you just say Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis? Or why don't you say there's a din? Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis is a machloikis and rishonim whether it constitutes a kinyan or it's just a Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis. The two opinions are quoted in the Choshe Mishpat. Tosfos and Bava Basra, you have the two opinions. It's quoted in the Rabbon Choshe Mishpat. What that means, with the Rabbon, the Kinyan took effect already, or no. Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis issues. It's not right to violate the instructions that the man gave. He said, give $1,000 to so-and-so. So it's not right that you don't listen. But for the Eved, if you already gave, let's say, he said, give the sofa, give Allah. Have a library, thousands of swarm, give the library to so-and-so, a student in the yeshiva. So then the yorshim, I die, then my yorshim, they sell to a machas swarm to get some money. So that will be a machloikis, where they say, mitzvah l'kaim divrei HaMeis, it's just a mitzvah, but he violated it, the yorshim violated it, already sold it to the machas swarm. It's too late, they can't be mekayma. Or they say, no, the sale to the machas swarm is not chal. Because Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis constitutes a kinyan with the Rabbonim. The simple reading of our Gemara sounds like Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis is a kinyan. That was on Yudalan on the base. Sounds from Rashi, from the Gemara, sounds like it really is a kinyan. Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis. Yeah, so why didn't Yisagir just say Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei HaMeis? Or why didn't he make he was a shchemira? Why don't you say divi shchemira kiksuvim chemsum adam? So that the Gemara asks, why didn't he know that you can make a matva shchemira machlekes hatanoim with a matva shchemira kiksuvim chemsum adam? And now we pass on it is kiksuvim chemsum, whether the shchemira is giving karka or metaltalim. If he's giving metaltalim, so I say it's kimesurin. If he would have given it over to the other person, it would have been koina to the divish chaver as kimsurim. And if it's karka that he wants to give, so karka is niktas bishtar, so it's kiksuvim. We consider the divish chaver as if they made a kinyan shtar, and the kinyan works. On karka, on the talplum, and the kinyan works. So that's how we pass the divish chaver as good. So the Gemara asked that question. Why didn't the Chachamim honor what Yisagir said based on the din of divish chaver? The Gemara said, "Dibe shchemira ki rusha shav yor rabbonim and ise birusha it ise b'matan shchemira, mandalese birusha leise b'matan shchemira." So the Gemara answers like that. So Tosfos has a suggestion. Maybe the same is true regarding mitzvah l'kaim divrei HaMeis. Maybe mitzvah l'kaim divrei HaMeis doesn't apply to Yisagir because he was all along. He was It wasn't related to anybody. That's one suggestion that Tosis gives. Then they have another suggestion. That's the main suggestion, but Tosis writes on the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and there's a gigantic Tosis in Bava Basra on that daf, on Kuf Mem Tes. A very long Tosis there. Very long by Riches, and they have the same as over here. That's the opinion that's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. The only say mitzvah lekam diramesa if it was hushlish mitchila lekach. Let's say I want to leave over money for my daughters, but the daughters are not in line to get Yerusha. So we paskan like Rabbi Chaim and Breika in Bava Basra in the Mishnah Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. If the father says on Misha Roy Liyosha, I happen to have 6 daughters and 3 sons. So the 3 sons, none of them is Bechor. Bechor is the daughter. The oldest child is a girl. So the 3 boys are all entitled to get 1/3 of the Yerusha. In the Torah, the daughters don't get Yerusha, only the sons. And none of the sons is a Bechor, so each one gets 1/3. So if I want to change the proportions, instead of each one getting 33 1/3, 33 1/3, and so on, I want to give 2 of them are in learning, so they're never going to get rich. So I want to give them each 40% of the Yerusha. Then the one who's in business, I want to give him 20% Yerusha. 40, 40, and 20 is 100. So that's the din of Rabbi Yechem and Berka, that you can Torah nasnim v'shuus la'av la'hancha l'chol misha yirtze. Torah says, I be a manchila as banav. The father has the right to make it savua and to change the percentages. But the Mishnah says that's only if he wants to give it to Bein Bein Abadim. All 3 sons are in line to get something. Even though the two of them are only in line to get 33 1/3%, I can change it. I can give them 40% of 40%. And the Mela, the third son is only going to get 20%. But if you're going to say, I want to give the daughters an equal share to the son, that's not included in the din. Din deraisa of Yerusha, of Torah Nostam Shuzla Avla Anchil, Chol Misha Yirtza. Yeah, but there is such a din. There is such a Torah notion. It's Rabbi Yechem Mabroik is din. So the Gemara has a suffix, though, that according to the one side in the suffix, he just did away with the whole value of Rabbi Yechem Mabroik is din. The Gemara has a suffix. Maybe that pasuk, B'yom Anchil is banav, Torah Nostam Shuz La'av La'anchil, Chol Misha Yirtze, maybe it only applies when the father's already sick in bed. He's a shechibir, I can't get out of bed. But maybe if he's a bari and makes a will, he fills out a will at the age of 50. So maybe if he's a bari, the din of mitzvah the kam d'rameis, Tosfos proves from the Gemara that even applies if the fellow was a bari at the time. That's beferish in the Gemara, yudalan on the base. So Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph pointed out that mitzvah the kam d'rameis applies even if the one who's making the chalukas hayorshim is a healthy person, and later, years later, he dies. So you still say mitzvah lekam dirameis. But the din deraisa of making a tzabah, Torah nostam shus lav lahancha l'chom misha yirtza, has the right to change the proportions. The Gemara raises the possibility and says, sveik eredina. So the Gemara had a suffix, maybe it only applies by shechid mira. It's an interesting idea because usually we say, call the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, the building blocks of dinim derabbanan have to be concepts that exist on the level of the Raisa. All dinim d'rabbanan have to be kain the Raisa tikkun. Tosfos says over here on Yudal and Amud Aleph that this my mishlosh and silchus abeloi taima. Tosfos says it does mean there's no good reason what motivated the chacham to introduce. No, there is a good reason. They don't tell you what. There is a good reason. But you say silchus abeloi taima means it's not kain the Raisa. It's not that you took a din the Raisa and you extended it to another case with the Rabbanan, yeah. So what's the institution of Divrei Shechemir HaKisumin? Are there any dinim deraisa that depend on when a person is a Shechemir? Shechemir just means sick in bed, is laying in bed. The whole Divrei Shechemir is an invention with the Rabbanan. Do we ever find the concept of Shechemir on the level of deraisa, that the Chachamim are making a kain deraisa? So according to that one side in the Gemara Suffolk, we pass consists fake in Adina. Maybe the whole din of tzavua Torah nostam shuz la'av la'anchil l'chol misha yirtze. Maybe it only applies when the fellows are shechimera. So then bizman that doesn't apply at all. People make out a will. They speak to their lawyer, make out a will. So that could be mitzvah l'kam d'rameis. But that's not going to be midin Atar Nostam Shus Laav Lahanchel. It's not a din of tzavua. Din of tzavua, man, Atar is only because it's a sveker din. So they say it's only when the fellow is a shchid meira. Yeah. So what was the need for the matnas the kinyan of my mishloshim? Why was there a need? So the marshal gives a suggestion. He says the Torah doesn't like sheker, and kinyan. The question was, what do you need the kinyan my mishloshim? Isn't that the kinyan of Odisa? Who says there's a kinyan of Odisa? So that's what Tosis understood in that Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes. Rava didn't want to go visit Issa Gyor. So Rava said, I hope nobody's going to tell him that there is a way that he can see to it that his son gets the Yerusha. If he'll make a Hidas Baldin, he'll make an Odisa, that all of the thousands of dollars that I'm holding from him, Rava was holding a fortune money that belonged to Issa Gyor. So Issa Gyor can make a statement, the money never belonged to me in the first place. I gave the money, I gave thousands of dollars, sack of money, I gave it to Rava. 5 years ago, the money always belonged to my son. It never belonged to me in the first place. Even though we know it's not true, that's Kinyan Odisa. That's the Kinyan Odisa. So Tosfos sounds like they hold Odisa as a Kinyan. Other Rishonim disagree. They say Odisa is not a Kinyan. Odisa just means the other fellow will win. If you go to court, they'll win. You have Hoidos Baldin. Even if the fellow admits the money belonged to my son because he gave it to me last Sunday your son was in Austria, he was in Australia. Well, what do you mean he gave it to you on Sunday? He wasn't even here in America. How could he have given it to you? So that's what the Gemara says. When a person makes Ados Baldin, if you're mazim it, it doesn't matter. If you're makrish, you have 108 and say it can't be true, it doesn't matter. Ados Baldin beats out everything. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim, whether Odisa really constitutes a kinyan, or just that it's a din of Ados Baldin. So the Marshal says that the Chachamim didn't want people to rely on a kinyan Odisa, because it's based on sheker. He's making an admission that the money never belonged to me, it always belonged to my son, and it's not true. So they wanted people to stay away from sheker. So that's what motivated them. They made another kinyan on my mishloshna. Yeah. The Maharam, on the bottom of the page of the Marshah, they were all around the same time. The Maharam is a little after the Maharshal. So the Maharam quotes the Marshal, and then he gives a different suggestion. He says, maybe Odisa needs Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. That's a Chiddush. Usually we assume Eidus L'Kiyum Adov is only by Dov Shebi'ah. We learn Adov Adov Mimamin. That by the Gemara there is talking about Kiddushin. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha, and there are no two kosher witnesses present, so the Kiddushin is not Chal. Tosfos writes here on Dalet Amud Aleph that the same is true regarding a get also. When you give a get, you have to have Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. The Gemara never really says. Some Rishonim seem to hold that by get you don't mean Eidus L'Kiyum Adov, only by Kiddushin. But that's, we assume that the Dov Shebi'erva you need. Gidme Kiddushin, you need Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. But you never find any Imaminus. Any Imaminus, do you ever need Eidus L'Kiyum Adov? So the Ravid is of the opinion. The Ravid is found in the Shita Mukubetzis on Baba Basra Daf Mem Amud Aleph. And the Ravid is in the Hasogas on the Rambam, on the side of the page on the Rambam. Ramam says that Le'ivri, the Ramam quotes the Gemara, so Le'ivri Sa'adi El Le'Shakre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria in the world, Edim. What do you need Edim for? When do you ever need Edim? You only need Edim if someone's going to deny what happened, so the witnesses will ascertain what the facts of the case are. But if everybody agrees to everything, so the Kinyonim Imam and Achal, without any need for Edus L'Kiyum Adov, you don't need Edim. When I go to the supermarket, when I go to the grocery, and I buy some Cheerios, and I buy a bottle of milk or something, or you buy a loaf of bread, and so you don't have to have Edim watching when you buy it. The Kinyan is Chal without Edim. So that's the Maharam has such a Chiddush. The Tzais talks about that Maharam. Maharam and Daf Yud Gimel. Maharam has this suggestion, Daf Yud Dalet, that maybe Kinyan Adisa does need Edus L'Kiyum Adov. like the Ravid is of the opinion, kinyachalipin of Suda, nizaydis lakima, though there are two kinds of chalipin. One chalipin is shoveh b'shoveh, what you call in English barter. I sell behemoths and you sell television. So I need a television, you need a behemoth. So one of us makes a kinyan on what the other one has. And the mele, the other thing is nikne. Kim shezah, kivin shezah, mashach zeh, chai zeh b'chalipov. That's a chalipin of shoveh b'shoveh. So that's a regular kinyan. That does need eidus l'kima, though. But if you have chalipin of suder, what we call kinyan suder, so that the Ravid understood in the Gemara. The Gemara says kinyan b'fnei shnayim. You have to the Ravid understood it means that a kinyan chalipin, a kinyan suder has to be done in the presence of two kosher witnesses, because the purpose of the eidus l'kima dover by gitmei kedushin is to elevate the level of das. Should be a more serious das. You need a higher level of das for gittim and kedushin than the level of das that's needed for dini mamonos. That's why I need eidus lekiyum adover. Yeah, that's the big shaila. What about shtar? There's a machlokes from Meir and Rav Lozer that's repeated in Masechta every 20 blot. So Rav Lozer holds by shtore kinyan. By shtore raya, everyone agrees it's not called a shtar raya unless you have eidi chasima. But by Shtori Kinyan, that's the Machlokes of Meir and Rav Lozer. So Meir's opinion is, how does the Shtar Kinyan work? By my giving you a Shtar Raya. I'm dating the girl and I made up, I want to marry her, and she agrees she's going to marry me. So I give her a Shtar Raya that we are married. That causes that we become married. I'm married to my wife, I give her a Shtar Raya that we are divorced. That causes us to, become divorced. I give a Shtar Raya that the house that I'm living in should now belong to you. So that's the Shtar Raya serves as a Shtar Kinyan. So that's Rav Meir Shita, the Eidi Chasima Karsi. Eidi Chasima, make it into a Get Krisis. But it's not only by Get Krisis, it's by Shtar Imamen also. To sell Karka, you have to have a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Kinyan means a Shtar Raya. But am I giving you a Shtar Raya that the house belongs to you, or the field belongs to you? Karka is nicknames Bishtar. So Bishtar means, but I give you a Shtar Raya that functions as a Shtar Kinyan. And Rav Lozer disagrees, and he says, "Eidi Mesira Karsi, you don't have to have any Eidi Chasim. Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya are two unrelated stories. Shtar Raya, you have to have Eidi Chasim. Shtar Kinyan, you don't need any Eidi Chasim. So the question is, Rav Lozer holds Eidi Mesira Karsi, you have to have two Eidim watching. Do you need two Eidim watching even in Shtar Imamen? Or do you only, Rav Lozer only says, Eidi Mesira Karsi, and if he's going to make it into a safer crisis, maybe he's only talking about Gitmi Kedushin. Maybe he's not talking about Shtori Mama. So that's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. So Tosfos raises the issue twice. And Dal and Amud Aleph, they raise the issue. The last few lines of the Tosfos. There's two lines of the Mirya Shlachalai. Maybe the only time Rav Lozer holds it, he needs Eidim Esira to make it into a shtar, maybe it's only by gitmei kedushin, but by shtar imamen, since hoidos badin works, so maybe when he gives it over, shtar, the loyve gives the shtar halva to the or shtar mecher on the karka. Maybe since hoidos badin can make him dummy, so maybe there's no need for heidus l'kiyum adover over there. So Tosfos is not sure. And then the Tosfos is repeated later at the end of the first parak. They're not sure again. But Tosfos is noted to say that by Shtori Mammon there's no need for Eidim Esir. Here, Tosfos repeats it on Yudav Aves, the Tosfos Chaspa B'Almahu. Now you have the Tzion of Rabbi Kevega there. I feel him Noima Shtar Matone. That's what Tosfos was himsufik about on Dal and Amud Aleph. That's what Rabbi Kevega is mitzayin. Look on Dal and Amud Aleph, where Tosfos had the 2 days. The Rambam has like that. Rashi has like that. The Ramban and the Mechamas has like that. And that's the way it's in Shulchan Aruch. They don't even quote the Machlokes. They just quote the Mechaber often different parts of Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Kara quoted from different Rishonim. So a lot of parts of the Shulchan Aruch are straight from the Rambam. So there, here the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes straight from the Rambam, that karka is nicknames b'kesef or b'shtar or b'chazoke, So how do you make a kinyan shtar? So he says, you write on a piece of paper, you don't need any chasima, you don't need any mesira, just write on a piece of paper, sori mechur locha, sori knui locha b'maton, sori mechur locha, shayim. And he said, and the Rambam writes, there's no need for edich hasima, there's no need for edich mesira, no need for edich hasima, because we pasken by shtori kinyan edich mesira karsi. You don't need, you don't hold like Rav Meir, edich hasima karsi. And you don't even need edich mesira, because the Rambam says you only need edich mesira for dovish of the yerba. But in shtori moment, he holds like taisus maskana. And the Mechamas also said the same thing. That by shtori moment, there's no need for edich lekima though. But the Ravid's opinion was that by Chalipin of Suder, he needed Eidus L'Kim Adav, based on the Lashon HaGemara. Based also on the Lashon HaGemara, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, Eid Sochlaim HaKsov, Kinyan Shnayim means, the Ravid understood means that the Kinyan Chalipin must be made in the presence of two witnesses. If it wasn't made in the presence of witnesses, the Kinyan is not Chal. Why? But Kinyan Chazok and Kinyan Kesef, other kinyan, you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adav. Why should Chalipin be different? So that's what you have to say, that Chalipin is really a Gniras Das. Handing over the handkerchief to the other person is just a symbolic act that I want to buy his house. But it's not really a kinyan. So a symbolic act, how does it work to make a kinyan? The answer is, there's a stronger Gniras Das. Giving over the kli, that's just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a strong Gemiras Das. Whenever there's a strong Gemiras Das, the kinyan takes effect without any need for a Maisa kinyan. So that's why whenever there's a strong Gemiras Das, so that's why the Raibin on the Siddhi Gemara, kinyan mifnishnaim, kinyan chalipin has to be made in the presence of two witnesses. Because you want to elevate the level of Das, should be a stronger form of Das. And that's Gemara's like that. Whenever there's a strong Gemara's Das, the Kinyan will take effect even without any Maisa Kinyan at all. Usually Kinyanim only take effect if you do a Maisa Kinyan. But if you know for sure that there's a strong Gemara's Das, then you don't need the Maisa Kinyan. Yeah. So that's the Ravid says that by Kinyan Chalipin of Suda Yenei Eidus L'Kim Adavah. Here the Maharam writes on Daf Yud Gimel, that he thinks that Udisa needs Eidus L'Kim Adav, but Mayim Shloshim does not. So that's what motivated the Chachamim to make the Kinyan Mayim Shloshim. He wanted to make it easier to transfer ownership of things. So Mayim Shloshim does need Eidus L'Kim Adav. Udisa does need Eidus L'Kim Adav. Why does Udisa need Eidus L'Kim Adav? You only say, Eidos Baldin constitutes a Kinyan. Eidos Baldin Odisos, Eidos Baldin constitutes a Kinyan, if it's a strong Gemiras Das. So a strong Gemiras Das means a Das that's expressed in public in the presence of two kosher witnesses. So that's what the Mechaber writes. I can sell you Karka Bishtar. He writes, I write on a piece of paper, and it's not written Lishma, and it's not signed at all, and it's given all the Beno, there's no Eri Chasima. There's no Eidim Mesira, and the Mechaber quotes the Lashon Ram that it's good, and nobody disagrees there. It's a big machlok, Hashem. Nobody disagrees. They leave it like that. They follow that Rambam. Yeah, what's the din of Ein? The Gemara says Ein Get Lachamisa is not unique. Really, it's not really unique to get Isha to Shtashich Erik Naini. It applies to all stars. Ein shtar lachamisa. That's what the Gemara said in Perish. Ein shtar lachamisa. That's on Tesam Beis. Ein shtar lachamisa. So the Shita Mekubetzes in the beginning of the last Perik in Borei Basra quotes a very Mechudish Dika opinion. The Mishnah there, what's the name of the last Perik in Borei Basra? Get Poshut. There's a Get Poshut, there's a Get Mekusha. The get poshut is a shtar. Doesn't mean a get. A shtar where everything is written on one side of the page. The document says testimony and signed on the bottom by two or more witnesses. Right. And get mekusher, you write a little bit, then you fold it over and you sew it up. Then you have 1/8 signed on the back. Then you write another line or two or three. Then you fold it over, you stitch it up, then you have another 1/8 signed on the back. So get mekusher, such a funny get. has to have a minimum of 3 signatures on the back. In other words, you have to fold it over at least 3 times. Sometimes they'll fold it more than 3 times. And then you stitch it all together. Why they make such an institution of a get bakusha sitting master, just to waste time, just to stall off. Because sometimes Kohanim are hot-headed, and Kohen is going to get angry at his wife. He's going to give her a get, 1, 2, 3, and then he can't remarry her. Kohen is not permitted to marry a grusha, even grusha satsmo, even though she was never married to anybody else, just married to him. He just wants to remarry the wife that he was married to before. Not allowed to. So the Chachamim, there must have been a Maaser Shehoyah. The Gemara doesn't tell you Maaser. The Gemara says they were afraid that Kohanim are going to get Kohanim are Raschonim. Sometimes they're Kasonim and they're going to go into a fit of rage. They're going to be angry at their wives and give them a get, and then they can't back out. So that's why they made a takana that there are 2 kinds of get. You can write a get makusher, not take 3 times as long till you stitch it up and you have the witnesses sign it and so on. But it's clear in the Mishnah, that get makusher was clear in the psukim in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Hanavi got a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his cousin lives in Anasos, and the country there, it's always about to collapse to the Babylonian armies, and the value of real estate was 0, it was worthless at that time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him in nevuah, your cousin from the city Anasos is going to come, and he wants to know if you want to buy the farm. So you buy the farm, pay good money, and fill out 2 different documents, and get Mekusha and get Pasha. Sefer Golo and a Sefer Achosm. Sefer does mean a Sefer. Sefer means a document. Kosovo does Sefer Krisis, does mean a book. Sefer Krisis means a document of divorce, a bill of divorce. Here also, Sefer Golo and Sefer Achosm, when you're selling karka. So when a kohen, when you're getting divorced, we understand that we want the husband to stall off a little bit, and maybe he'll calm down, because he may, in a fit of rage, he may divorce his wife, then it'll be too late. He can't back out. A kohen cannot marry a grusha. But why in the world did they institute a get makusha by shtari mammon? What's the need for such a shtari mammon? So the Shita Mekubetzes says the ikar tzorech really was by the get of the kohanim. But once they introduced it by kohanim, then we can use it even by shtari mammon. You can make use of it, get makusha. And then he gives a mashal ma'adava doima. There's a din deraisa that ein get lachamisa ve'ein shtar shichur abeknayni lachamisa. But on all shtari mammon men atur, it is good. I can make a shtar that you should acquire ownership of my apartment starting from September 1st. And then I die before September 1st. So, Menat Torah, the shtar is good. It's only Midrabbanan that it's no good. They made it no good, Midrabbanan, by shtari mammon, agzera otu getisha. That getisha, it's a real din there. I say, get lachamisa. So just like there, they made a din in shtar lachamisa, Midrabbanan, by all shtaris, agzera otu get. So the same is by the shtar mekusha. The real shtar mekusha was instituted by Gittin for Kohanim. But once he instituted it, so it applies to everything else as well, the regular shtarma. So that's a very fascinating chinish. Ein shtar lachamis, my shtarma is only with the rabban. Why should it only be with the rabban? It's a very big chinish. Pashta says that ein shtar lachamis is a din deraisa by all shtars. How can you have a shtar that's kind of lachamisa? But that's the Shita Mekubetzes at the beginning of the last parak has like that. So what things do they have in common? B'fananechtam, you don't need a full kiyum hashtar of 2 kosher eidim. That's one thing they have in common. Then if you have one of the eidim is a kusi, and the next eid is a Yisrael. So the Yisrael would not have allowed the kusi to sign before him unless he's really a religious man. And the kusi so, and he wanted the kusi to sign before him. Who says the kusi signed before him? Maybe he didn't know who the other witness was going to be. And Mora says, no, this is special din by Getisha. Haget and Eidish Tashich Eroknan En Chos Menzeh Beloizeh. Why did they make such a din En Chos Menzeh Beloizeh? So the Gemara says, Exer Mishum Kulchem. In case the husband says, there's a group of five people, and he says, I want you all, write a get for my wife, I want you all to participate, I want to get rid of my wife. So if he said such a Lashon Kulchem, that means that all five, what do you need five people for a get? You only need three people, you need a sefer, and two edim. The Chathil is not right to have the sefer serve as one of the edim. Chathil, the Gemara says, that you have one person doing the safras, writing the 12 lines of the get, then you have the two people sign as the edim. You don't have the sefer sign as an edim. So that din and so what if he says kulchem kisvu get leish, they want everybody, each one has to write. I said all five have to sign. He said kulchem, all five have to sign. If only two will sign, the get will be possible, because the Baal said I want everyone to participate. So they made a din in the Rabbanon. And dinim moments, you don't have to make any dinim in the Rabbanon. If you make a little mistake in understanding the shtar moment, so we'll say hefkebed and hefke. The world doesn't come to an end. But in shtar yigitin, that's a crucial thing. So if the husband will say kulchen kisvu utenu get li ishti, and only two out of them will sign, one will write the get and two will sign it, that's three, but there were five people there together, and the other two will not sign the get. So that's a real chashash, make a kilkel. The woman's going to be married, the get wasn't valid. So there they made a chumer the rabbanon. The eidei haget have to sign zeh b'fnei zeh, and they have to know when the first one is signing, the other one has to know that he's one of the eidim. Everybody has to be aware before the first person signs on the get. So that's what the Gemara says. They made such a din with the rabbanon. So if the Yisrael signed second and the Kusi signed before him, the fact that the Yisrael allowed the Kusi to sign before him, that's a clear-cut indication that the Kusi was an Adam Kosher. An Adam Kosher, otherwise he wouldn't have had him sign before him. Okay. So Nachama, so those were, the Gemara says there are either three or four dinim where the Getisha is shoved to the Shtashich HaRekneini. So one is B'fananechtam, you don't require Kiyum HaShtar of two kosher Eidim. We'll make up that the Shlich La'aloch is Neman, even though he's a Chad, he's Neman. The second Afkimina was if one of the Eidim is a Kusi. So Eidim Kusim, we're afraid that maybe they're not observant. Maybe they're Pasul Eidus. The Chshudim Ala Sheker also. But if the second Eid who signed is the Yisrael, and he left space for the Kusi to sign first, since the din by the Getish and by the Shtashir Chavikdani said, Eini Aget Ein Chas Mizeh Shalom Bifnei Zeh. So if the Jew signed second, he left room for the Kusi must be more Choshub than him. That's how he allowed him to sign first. Yeah, usually, let's say, when two people signing a ksub at a wedding. So who signs first? A yeskan. Is somebody a kohen? If no one's a kohen, no one's a levi. So you say, who's older? So whoever is older signs first. That's what Moses says. Rav Chashovik, the man de koshish mine, he left an empty space that a person older than him should sign first. So that's by Shar Shtoris. Just because the kusi signed first doesn't mean that the fellow who signed second was aware of it. Maybe the one whose name appears second on the bottom of the page, maybe he signed first. He left an empty space. He thought some big rabbi was going to sign. Then the kusi signed. But by get and by shtashir chavikneini, that's the din ein chosmim elazeh b'fnei zeh. So there, the fact that the Yisrael signed second, he left an empty space for the kusi, that shows that the kusi is a kosher. He's an adam kosher. He has nem on us. Yeah. So the one din that they have in common is the Eid Echad Kusi, another din they have in common, Eid Echad is Nehmad, the Shliach Laloch is believed to say Panenechtam Panenechtam. And what's the third din? Shtoris Ha'olam HaKoyah Shalakum. HaKoyah Shalakum, the Gemara says, they're not going to ruin their reputation. They have a sterling reputation to be an honest court. There aren't so many honest judges in the whole wide world. So they have a good reputation that they're honest. So they won't want to ruin their reputation. So they're not going to sign a shtar. Gemara's Loshan, they have a marin of shai. They wouldn't ruin their reputation and write a shtar unless it's really true. So that's what the Gemara says. Shtaris olam akoyah shalakim adini maminis. We trust what the akoyahs say. The same thing in recent years. If the government, the woman's husband was in the army, and there's a war going on, and the war department sends a message to the wife, sends a telegram to the wife, is it that you should know, you should ascertain that your husband died in action, he was killed. So even though the nochem are not nemonim, the same mace bila, unless it's Nachri is only nemen if he's misich lefi tumay. But if it's the war department and they're telling the woman that her husband is dead, that's the government, and the government is more serious. So the poskim say that just like over here, the amar nafshayu, the court, the goyisha courts, whenever issue such a document, if it's not true, so the same is by the war department also. It's serious stuff. They would be believed. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Shtori soilu makoy shalakum." If the shtori mamen, they're acceptable. Chutz what? Chutz megitin nashim shechuri avodim. That's the Mishnah and Yudam in base. Chutz megitin nashim shechuri avodim. It doesn't help if it's true. You have to have kosher eidim. So the Nochem are not kosher Edom. The Tosis gave the four reasons why. So that's why that's not acceptable. And Reb Shimon says, Afelik Sherim, there's no problem. Lahu Skrila Bismashan Asabahayu. If you have a shtar, Biarkois, if you have a shtar with Goetia signature that was not filled out Biarkois, Shem, stop. Nochem signed the shtar. Then it doesn't mean anything, because Nochem Achashudim Ala Sheker. But if it's a prominent judge who signed it, then it's a riot that it's really true. So the Gemara raises a question on Yudam and Beis. Right after the Mishnah. Kapasik Vatani. Mishnah makes a flat statement. No exception to rule. Loishnam Becha, Loishnam Matana. It says, Shtori Momen are acceptable, signed by the courts. Whether it's a Shtar Matana on the Karka, or it's a Shtar Mechir. So if it's a Shtar Mechir on the Karka, and the Lekech paid the money, and the court sees that he paid the money, so they said, right, we were watching, we know for a fact that Reuben sold the house to Shimon. We know they were watching when he gave him over the money. So good. So you can rely on what the court's system is going to tell you what happened. But if it's going to be a case of Shtori Mecher, if it's going to be a case of Shtori Matona and Karka, so how is the person going to the Karka with the Shtar? And the Shtar is a Chaspa B'yam, it's signed by Nochrim. How can it be that the Mishnah says that the Shtori Matona Achal? How can it be? The Gemara seems to be assuming that you need Eidi Chasima. Sounds like Reb Meir. Eidi Chasima, Kar says. The Eidi Chasima Anochrim, so it's not a valid Shtar. So the Gemara says that the Tanu who says that it's good even by a get, he holds like Reb Lozer. That any Masira Karsi. Reb Shimon, I'm Af Eluk Sherim, even by Gita Nashim Shachar Avodim. So the Gemara explains, because he holds like Reb Lozer. And if you're going to have Eidim Mesiris, everything is fine. Then the Gemara raises an issue, but even within Rabbi Lazar, all the Eidim Mesiris Karsi, but if you have Psulim signed the Shtar, then it's no good. If nobody signed the Shtar, and the person gives it over in the presence of Eidim Mesiris, fine. You don't even need Eidim Mesiris, he just gives it over, Beno, the Beno. Okay, also be believed. But but the Gemara was asking, if you all like Rav Meir, the Eidi Chasima Karsi, so the Eidi Chasima no good. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon holds like Rav Lozer, that you don't need Eidi Chasima. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but if you have Eidi Chasima and the Apostle, then that's worse, then it's Mezuyif Mitoicha. What's this din of Mezuyif Mitoicha? The din of Mezuyif Mitoicha is a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. So the Gemara over here is telling you that it's only a din derabbanan. Because the Gemara says, Bishlosh Advarm Shabugit and Nashim Shachuri Avadim. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Why do you only say three or four cases? There are more dinim that they have in common. So the Gemara says, we're talking about dinim derabbanim, not talking about real dinim derais. So the Gemara is clear. It's obvious from the Gemara that the whole psula mizui pentech is only midirabbanim. And the reason why they made exere midirabbanim to pasul by mizui pentech, you may rely on the two edi chasima that they should serve as the edi mesira. But if Hashem is Mavokim, the names are so outlandishly Goyish names. It doesn't sound like a Jewish name at all. So everyone will know. So there's no need for Xerah the Rabbanon over there. So it's clear from the Gemara, it's before the Gemara, that Mizrach Pentecha is only a Psul the Rabbanon because of Xerah. You may rely on these, the same two people who sign, that they should serve as the Eid Mesira. And if they have Shemesh Mufokim, the reason for the Xerah doesn't apply. So sometimes you have a Xerah that's a Loy Pluk, sometimes not a Loy Pluk. So that's the Machloike Satanai. That's the top line at Yudim and Alvikim. And I Shemesh Mufokim. If it's Shemesh Mufokim, they still say that it's a Xerah, the Rabbanon or not. So that's Beferish that Mizuif Mentuch is only a Psul, the Rabbanon. Maybe you'll rely on these Eidei Chasima to serve as Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira, they can't serve as Eidei Mesira. Yeah, so this was a kasha that the Rashbo asked against the Goyen Shebarif Adaf Pevov. The Rif quotes a funny psak from one of the Goyenim that if you have a get that only has one signature on it, one signature is insufficient. You have to have two Edim. So one signature is insufficient. So the Goyen Shebarif says the get is posel min haTorah. And if a woman will remarry now and have children, they'll be mamzerim in Atara. Why is it possible in Atara? Because Eidechad is mizuyif mitoichai. So Eidechad mizuyif mitoichai, mizuyif mitoichai is a din deraisa. This Gemara beferish. That by Shemesh Mufokim, everybody knows that they're going, so you don't have to make a gzeirah the Rabbanon. So you see that the whole din of mizuyif mitoichai is only with the Rabbanon. How can the Goyen Shebarif say that mizuyif mitoichai is min Atara? So he mentioned that the Rashbo gives an answer to the Kasha. He thinks that the Goyim are not contradicted by this Gemara. So this Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the top line, this Gemara is talking about Chosmei HaMa'akum, Nochrim HaSanim. And Nochri signs a Shtar. It's like Tiyuta B'Alma, he says. Like you scratch out when you write a check, you write how much money you're writing. And then you say, he put lines that no one should be able to add on any larger amount of money. So the Rashba says that since Nochrim don't have a Shem Eidus at all, so when a Nochrim is going to sign, it's like Tiyuta B'Alma, just like you're filling in space in the document, but it has no Tochen at all. But the Goyen Shebarif is talking about a case where he had Eid Echad Kosher signed on the get. So Eid Echad is Kosher, not sufficient. He two Eidim. So that's what the Goyen Shebarif had a Chiddush, that's a Mezuyif Metochad Erais. That's a psul deraicha. Okay, it's room to say it echod is pasim and ator, but still it's far-fetched to say that mizuyif mitoicha is insufficient evidence. But it's not that it's pasul. Eid echod with another eid echod would solve the problem. If you only have eid echod, that's insufficient. That's absurd, difficult. Why the Goyen Shebarif says that it's mizuyif mitoicha. Yeah, what was the other difference? What was the fourth din? That there was a question machleks of men achachamim, where the Gita Noshim Shukri Avodim have the same status or not. If the man wants to be a mezakeh get lish, he writes a shtashich avikanani, wants to give it to someone else to be kind of the freedom for the avikanani. So that's a machlekes Reb Meir and achachamim. So Reb Meir says, we're not so convinced that it's a zchus for the eved. And the Chachamim say, whatever downside there happens to be involved in becoming Meshuchrar, but what you gain is certainly much greater than what you're losing. He's gaining freedom. The Ordan, if he wants, can say any. What does he say? Say me vein is oynach. He can say, I want you to work all day long and I'm not going to give you any money for food. You have to go to charity, to go to the JCC to get money for the food. So that's being an eved is such a misery. Even there is a slight downside to becoming meshuchra. Kozman is an eved, shol koyin. He's allowed to eat truma and he's going to become meshuchra, won't be able to eat truma. So there is a slight downside, but the gain is going to be so much greater than the loss, so it's certainly considered a schus. So you should say, Zoch le'adam shlei b'fanov. Here there was a machlekes Rashi, and Rashi backed down. This is here in Tesam and Beis, the Maso le'yitnu l'chamisa. So Tesam quotes that Rashi says, even if you say like the Chachamim, Zoch le'adam shlei b'fanov, when the Odin writes a Shtar Shichra and he didn't give it to the Eved, he gives it to someone else to be Zeicha, Meref of the Eved, so now the Odin cannot back out. But the Eved doesn't become a Shichra until I actually hand him the get. That's a Shvera Chiddush, a difficult Chiddush. Why can't the Odin back out? Because the Eved was Zeicha, it's a Schus for itself. It's a Schus for the Eved, it should be freed now. No, if the Odin wants to change his mind, so he's still. He can't change his mind. He can't back out because that's Zochelon Mishlevavon. But he's not yet Meshuchar till it'll be even Osam Biyodo. It's a difficult word. We said it's against. Rashi himself backs out. Tosfos says, right. Rashi Biyatzel Chazimo, Shapir Shlakamon on the Mishnah, Yud Gimlam and Aleph, differently. Rashi himself backed out. And Rashi seems to be saying that you need a Yad. The Kabbalah Saget, you need a Yad, then Zachalam Shalifanov can make it into a Yad. Why not? It's very difficult. We had the Gemara in the end of Yavamas was discussing Mzakaget Lishta v'makom Yavam. Is it considered a schus or is there a downside? Now she won't be able to do Yibam. Maybe she would have wanted to do Yibam. So you see from the Gemara that if not for that issue, let's say Mizmanazeh, that we don't permit Yibam anymore. So then there is no downside. Even if she wants to do the Yibam, we're not going to let her do the Yibam. So then in Shulchan Aruch it says here, Mezakeget l'ishta b'makom yavam, it's certainly a schus. Of the ishta, if the wife is having an affair with the nochri, then you should rather get them be mezak al-yidei acherim. So you see that when you give a get al-yidei zochin, it is chal. Not like Rashi, you can't back out, but it's not chal to let. It's a difficult Rashi. Rashi b'atzma chazabai. Rashi backed out from that. Yeah, and this din of Zachalot and Shlevet Fanov, he mentioned in Asibis, raises a question. Let's say I want to give a gift to someone who's not here. So I give you the gift, you pick it up, and you're kind of for the other fellow. So the Gemara says in Chulin, Adaf Lamentes on the base, when he finds out, when the third person finds out that you accepted a gift on his behalf, if his instinctive reaction is, he's screaming, right away, he doesn't want the gift. He doesn't want to be indebted to me. So then it breaks up the zochin. Whenever you apply zochin le'odim shlei b'fanov, when the person finds out about it and he says he's not happy, he breaks it up. When you megayer a ger katan, ger katan matbi l'mosel adas bezin. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's based on the din of zochin le'odim shlei b'fanov. So when the child becomes old enough, 12, 13, and he realizes that they made him Jewish, and he doesn't want, so the Gemara says, he can say, I don't want it, I'm not happy with that. And many assume, not only when he reaches the age of 13, the Gemara says, once he already became bar mitzvah, and he wasn't moicha, he didn't say he wants to give up the whole religion, so So shuvein yochel limchas. Yeah, that's only if he knew that he had the ability to be moicha. Let's say when he was 13, they told him he was adopted, he was converted and everything. He didn't know that he had an option to back out. And let's say at the age of 50 or 60, he wanted to back out. So that could well be that he can't back out even then. He didn't know that he had the ability to back out. Once he finds out he has the ability. So that's the din. Whenever you do Zochna Mishlam Farab, the person on whose behalf we did this Chia can always be Moicha, says, I don't want it. So that's what the Nesibis raised the question. Why does it say that the Get Isha is L'choy Vosso Shel Hu Isha Ein Chavin Lo Adam Shaloi Befanov? Let's be Zochna the Get on behalf of the woman. And if she wants to be divorced, she'll accept it. And if she doesn't want to be divorced, she'll be Moicha. She doesn't want it. Once she says, to be zeche, that she has all the options. It's up to her to decide whether she wants to get divorced or not. So the Nesivis points out that you see from this Mishnah that gaining all the options for the person is not considered zochnaon mishloifon. Zochnaon means if from the perspective of the present it seems that it's a schus, then you do the kinyan now. And then later on we say he has the ability to be mocha. But if it's unclear now whether we're doing him a favor or a disservice, so the whole din of Zochan doesn't get off the ground. So the Chachamim claim that freeing an Eved Kenani is a schus. So you can say Zochan HaMishalifan. And Rabbi Meir is not so convinced that the whole Zochan doesn't apply at all. Yeah, that's what we mentioned. There's a Tshuva in Halichas Eliyahu. Halichas Eliyahu is a Tshuva Sefer by Rabbi Soloveitchik's other grandfather. His famous grandfather was Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, and his mother's father was an uncle of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein. Rabbi Soloveitchik's mother's maiden name was Feinstein. His mother, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, were first cousins. So Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein has a Tshuva Sefer that's called Halichas Eliyahu, and has a Tshuva in Chelek Emunah where he elaborates upon this Nesibis. He explains it at length, that you only say Zochan HaMishlai B'fanav if from the perspective of the present it looks like it's going to turn out L'Toivosai. But if from the perspective of the present it looks like it's not going to be a Toiv even later on. Let's say you megayer a child and he's going to be adopted by non-observant parents who don't plan to give him a Jewish education. So for sure he's going to violate Shabbos and Kashrus and all the mitzvahs. So that's a Chayva. That's not a Schus. And then, by sheer accident, he fell in with Chabad, or he fell in with NCSY, and he becomes very observant. But at the time of the Geirus, it didn't look like we're doing him a favor, it looked like we're doing him a disservice. If he would remain a non-Jew, he would only have to live up to the Sheva Mitzvahs, but now if you converted him, he has to live up to all the Taryag Mitzvahs, and he doesn't stand a chance, because the parents are not going to give him a Jewish education. So the pashtus is, according to that, you only say Zochan HaMishlai B'fanav if from the perspective of the present it looks like everything is going to turn out L'Toivosai. So again, we started, we didn't finish. On Yudam and Beis, the Gemara raised the question. Kol ashtaris ha'olam ha'kol shalakum aksherim, even ishtar mechira and ishtar matona. So that's what the Gemara asks. How is the ishtar matona good? If you hold Eri chasim akarsi, so the Nochum who signed is chaspa bi'alma, then at koshal eidis. So what does it help that they wouldn't lemara nafshay? They would never sign any sheker. They're not signing sheker. But what good is that? It's not a kosher ishtar for a Jew. Who's selling the karka to whom in the Mishnah? Bash b'shad, Reuben is selling the karka to Shimon. The mecher and the lekech, they're both Jewish. The noisen and the mekabel antar, they're both Jewish. And he gives them a shtar with goyish's signatures on it. This is coming. Goyish's signatures is nothing. So it's chaspa b'alma. How is that good? How can that be good? So the Gemara has a machlokes. What the answer is? Amish modina machusa dina viboy seima Tani, maybe the girsa should be changed. Chutz mikigite noshim. Yeah. What's the first answer? Din the machus adina. The government has passed a law like that, that if you have a shtar that's signed by the courts, it's a valid shtar. Okay. But din the machus adina only applies when at least one of the parties is a non-Jew. If all the parties involved are Jewish, we don't apply din in the machus adina. There are different applications of the halacha of din in the machus adina. That's what the Dvar Avram points out in the first tshuva, the first chelak. There's a long footnote. There's a long tshuva. There's a long footnote, and the footnote is more important than the rest of the tshuva. So he writes there. He explains there that there are different areas of halacha where we discuss din in the machus. And so one is, how do you determine what's kesef and what's shove kesef? Everything in the world is divided between tiva, matbeya, and pera. Pera are commodities that are sold, and tiva is matbeya that you pay for it. So do we have any dinim or shove kesef? Is lavki kesef? So we said, yeah, there are two dinim derais and one din derabanan. There's a brisa in Chorizdaf Nun Aleph, but the Brisa says that there are three halachas for shavu kesef uslavki kesef. When we get married with a ring of shavu kesef dinikin kesef. When you give pidyon haben, you don't necessarily have to give coins. You can give a shavu kesef. It's good lachatchil to give shavu kesef. It has to be worth that amount of money. It has to be worth 100 grams of pure silver. How much 100 grams would sell for on that day on the Yom Lamed Aleph? But the Brisa says there in Bechiras Daf Nun Aleph that there are three dinim where you say Shabbat Kesef is not Kesef. So the most famous one is Pidyon Ma'aseh She'ini. It says, V'tzarta Kesef Bi'adecha, has to be Kesef She'esh Olav Tzura, has to have an imprint on it, put on by the government. So Pidyon Ma'aseh She'ini needs Dafki Kesef. Some people learn in Eretz Yisrael and have a matbeah from Eretz Yisrael, and when they come back to America, they continue to use that coin in America to be paid in Ma'aseh She'ini. So that's not proper, because an Israeli coin in America is considered Shavah Kesef. It's not legal tender in America. The difference between Kesef and Shavah Kesef is indeed in the Machus HaDinah that everybody agrees. The Shach writes this in Hilchas Ribis. That when you get to determining what's Kesef as opposed to Shavah Kesef, what's Tiva as opposed to Peira, so whatever the government declares as legal tender, that's all been then considered kesef. So then everybody agrees that dina machus adina. What's another aspect of dina machus adina? You have to pay taxes. What's another aspect of dina machus adina? Dinim. One of the Shevet Mitzvah is dinim. So every non-Jewish society has to have a legal system, and they have to have a court system. So the legal system, they make up a whole system of law. So part of that legal system is that if you have a shtar that's signed by the courts, even though everything is done by non-Jews, that's an acceptable shtar. But we say, let's say they have laws. We have a different set of laws. We have Keren Shever Egel. We have Oynes Mefatim Otzishema Momek Knas. The Nochem Alpik Pashas don't have all of this. There's a difficult Chuvas HaRamah where the Ramah says, based on the Ramban on last week's Sedra, on Vayishlach, that all the Chavtal Rabs Nezikin carry over from our Torah to the Umas Olam, to the Dinim, to the Goyim. The Pashtun says that it's not so. Pashtun says that every country has to make up its own legal system. So they made up a legal system according to their system. If you write a shtar that's signed by the courts, that's an acceptable shtar to be kind of karka. But that's only valid Dinim Achus Adina, that the Chukah HaMedina are binding. That's only valid if at least one of the parties involved is not Jewish. But if all the parties involved are Jewish, then we don't follow Dini Machus. Then we follow Dini HaTorah. What am I going to throw out? The whole Chosh Mishpat? Because of every country we live in, there's a Dini Machus. We don't throw it out. Whenever one of the parties involved is an Achri, then we apply Dini Machus. Yeah. That's what the Rambam writes. And Rambam quotes the Gemara from the end of Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, it was a practice for many generations that a lot of times two Nochrim would come to a Jewish bezin, that the Jewish bezin should adjudicate their dispute, should decide who's right. So if you have all the parties involved are non-Jews, so they will come to a Jewish court, but the court has to decide the dinim based on dinim of the Chukei HaMedina, not based on the Chosh Mishpah. They don't have to follow Chosh Mishpah, they follow Goyish HaDinim. What if it's a dispute between a Jew and a Akum? So the Gemara says we should always favor the Jew. So if the Jew will win the Din Torah, if he'll follow Halacha, then we follow Din HaTorah. If the Jew will win the Din Torah, if he follow Din HaMachusa, then we follow Din. If the Jew will win, if he follow Din HaMachusa, then we apply Din HaMachusa. So the Rambam says that's not fair. The Jew always wins the court case. Whichever is in favor of the Jew, either Din HaTorah or Din HaMachusa, that's how we pass, and that's not fair. So the Rambam says, yeah, but the Gemara said one of them is not a Nochri, one of them is an Akum, Ovid Avodah Zarah. So we want to penalize him. So we punish him, and we say, if the Jew who's fighting against him in Dini Mominus, if the Jew will win by applying Dina the Machusa or by applying Dina HaTorah, so we should always look out for the benefit of the Jew as opposed to the Ovid Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam says, what if the fellow, the Jew versus the non-Jew? A non-Jew is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. He's not Jewish, but he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. So then the Rambam says, you're not gunning out to penalize the Nochri who is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So then we follow Din HaMachusa. Whenever one of the parties involved, certainly both all the parties involved are non-Jews, then you follow Din HaMachusa. So here is a problem that the Rabbeinu Yoinim of Basra raises. The simple pshat in the Mishnah Yudam and Beis is that Reuben sold to Shimon a karka. Reuben gave him a ton of Shimon, he sold to Shimon a karka. So it's a din Torah between two Jews. And nonetheless, the Gemara says the Kenyan Shtar, the Fidin and the Machlus Adina, is valid, is binding, even though the both parties involved are Jewish. How can that be? Both parties involved are Jewish. They follow Chosh Mishpah. According to Chosh Mishpah, the Shtar is not valid because they're posaleidus. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yoinu talks about. So he says, the Chazon Ish has a whole arichas on this. He points out this Rabbeinu Yoinu, but Rashi is called Aliyas the Rabbeinu Yoinu. On every Gemara, he sums it up and he says, Hoy lemitoch hasugya. The upshot of the sugya is this, that, and the other thing. That's the lashon that he uses. So that's why it's called Aliyas the Rabbeinu Yoinu. It doesn't have anything to do with the attic upstairs. Aliyas because the paragraph begins, Hoy lemitoch hasugya. So the Rabbeinu Yoinu says like this, if two Jews go to secular court, they're not supposed to. It says, Eilam Mishpatim Shatosim Lifneim, Lifneim Elo Lifnei Arkois, you're not allowed to go to a non-Jewish court. Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Tanoim, when you go to Goyish court, it's Ilui Lirosam, you're giving cover to the Avodah Zarah, because the Goyish courts used to be sponsored by the religions. So if two Jews choose to go to a secular court, it's not a secular court, it's a religious court of a different religion, of their own religion. So that's maximum of a desire. But even if, let's say, in America, it's a secular court, it has nothing to do with any religion, not sponsored by the Catholic religion, still, you're not allowed to go to a secular court, you have to go to a din Torah. So what happens, let's say, if one Jew forces the other one to go to a secular court, and the one who forced him to go wins the court case there. So Beis Din may decide, since he violated the din of Lifnei Lo Lifnei Akum, he's not supposed to go to Arkoyas, they may decide to penalize this fellow and be mops to him the money that he deserved to win. But let's say they're both Baladinim, they're both Jewish parties, they both decide to go to secular court, so what are you going to penalize? Who are you going to penalize over here? They both din Shalokid din. Not that one forced the other one to go to secular court. So then, whatever the court paskin, that's like Hefka Bezna Hefka, even though they paskin based on Goyish law, and they really should have paskin, both parties involved are Jewish here, should have paskin based on Jewish law. But that's just like there's a din by us, Hefka Bezna Hefka. So there's a din in the Machus, a din also, if the government gave a psak, so the psak is binding. But that's only if two Jewish parties went to court, and the court gave a decision. Yeah, they didn't go to court because of a machloikas. They went to court to fill out a document. So that's the machloikas, tulishan, that's what the Rabbeinu Yoinu writes in Bava Basra. That's the machloikas here, the tulishan is in the Gemara. First lashon is that dina machus adina means if the document, the shtar kinyan, was filled out by the secular courts, it has the din, as if din in the machlusit, even though both parties involved are Jewish, but once the court gave a psak, so that psak is binding. So we treat this as if it's a psak. It wasn't really a psak. They just say that this constitutes a kinyan if it's filled out by the courts, and the judge assigned it. So the first version, the first opinion in the Gemara was that Dina Machusah Dina says that it has a status as if the court gave a decision. The Iboy Seyman, the second notion is no, they didn't go for a decision in court. They went to court just to fill out the document. We don't recognize the document. That's not the Dina Machusah Dina only applies when at least one of the parties is not Jewish. Here they both are Jewish. So it doesn't apply. So the Gemara suggests, Iboy Seyman, if you want, you can say differently. All story kinyan that are filled out by the court but not be acceptable because the psudim la'edis and dina machusa doesn't apply because both parties are Jewish over here. There was a period of time in Tzfat. There was a young Tam Chacham who was a teenager, I think, when Rabbi Yosef Kara passed away, and later on he became a big poisek. Mari Tatz, Rabbeinu Yontef Tzahalom. So there was another Mari Tatz at the same time, who was Yosef, not Yontef, Rabbi Yosef Tai Tatzak. There were three, the Mekubolim said that the Min HaShemayim, it was going to come out, that someone's going to become a big Pesach, and there were three in the running, and the Rabbi Yosef Kar was the one who won, and he wrote to Shulchan Aruch. And the other one in the running was one of the other two was Rabbi Yosef Tai Tatzak. He was a rabbi in Constantinople. But this Mari, they're both called Mari Tatz. You have to know which one you're talking about. So the Rabbeinu Yontef Tzahalon writes in his collection of tshuvas that he was sent by the Rabbanim in Tzfat to visit all the Jewish communities in the neighboring Arab countries. The practice would be that the Jews would divide, when someone would die, they would divide the Yerusha, according to the secular law, is according to the din of Mahusa. And the Rabbanim said that there is no such din. All the parties involved are Jewish. The man who died, the person who died was Jewish. And all the cousins, all the people involved, they're all Jewish. So we don't go. We don't follow din of Mahusa. We're supposed to follow din of Hatar. So they sent him as a young man that he should impress this upon all the Jewish communities that they shouldn't go to court for dinim of Yerusha because all the people involved are Jewish. Okay, maybe we will stop here.